There are two readings today, both from the New Testament. The first is from our Gospels, Luke, verse 3, verses 2 through 6, on page 1593 of your Bibles, and from the Epistles, Philippians, chapter 1, verses 3 through 11, pages 1825 through 1826. Let us listen, for God is still and always speaking. First reading from Luke, page 1593, chapter 3, verses 2 through 6. During the high priest of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the desert. He went into all the country around the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, a voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low. The crooked roads shall become straight, the rough ways smooth, and all mankind will see God's salvation. Our second reading, Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 through 11, on pages 1825 through 1826. Side note, Paul wrote this joyful, loving letter from prison in Rome. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart. For whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus, and this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes from Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. John came out of the wilderness to preach repentance and preparation, just as he preaches to us today. Paul likewise offers us words of encouragement and guidance on our individual and congregational discernment and journeys. Thanks be to God. Peace. So many different kinds of or terminology for peace. Heartfelt peace, peace of mind, hard-won peace, and many more. As Christians, we know where true peace, ultimate peace, is found, with God. We use many words and phrases to name that true peace also. Unconditional love, forgiveness, being prepared, courage to end a toxic relationship, being financially stable, holding your healthy newborn baby in your arms. baby in your arms. I wonder if Mary and Joseph had a moment of peace before Jesus was born to talk about the changes that would have to be made in order to start their life together with that immediate addition to their family. Change. What does change mean to you? Would you rather have change sneak up on you and just deal with it then, more of a reaction instead of response? Or would you want to be part of directing it, preparing for it as it comes along? We are human. We not only have different ideas of what peace is, but also the methods we use, the way we live, helps constitute what peace is to us. Holding baby Jesus must have came with some kind of reality check on the changes that had to be made. They just arrived at their destination from a long trip. You know, not a lot of time to get things sorted. They've been on the move. Some of those decisions on change that they would be thinking about, I brought up last week. If they have enough room, the appropriate kind of room. What furnishings do they need now? Or has there been any discussion of the added expense that occurs with a birth, an addition to family, including how are they going to afford it? As a congregation, we do mission. Just like with Mike's advisement of us earlier about having a fund to help local people in need. Your congregation, our congregation, does mission. We have values. We have, if not a written out form, we have a why of why we are here. For we need a why, just as Mary and Joseph did. We need a why before we can discern what or how we need to change. The why before the how or the what. Setting that aside for a moment, I would like to begin posing the discussion questions for this week during this time. I sent a rather long email out yesterday, and with the message that we did last week, as a reminder, and also for those of you as members that weren't here. The questions today kind of come feed off of those questions. What or how would you like to see change at Mazomani United Church of Christ, if anything? What do you perceive, again, if anything, that God is calling this congregation to change or to develop or initiate? Additional programs to the missions that you've already implemented? Discipleship and evangelical efforts to invite others here to either start or strengthen their relationship with God? Same questions that Of course, anyone with addition to a family would ask, can we afford those changes? And are they sustainable? We all have a personal value system or mission statement, though we've probably never written it down, recorded it anyway, made it official. These questions can also be based on that system. With these questions, we're planting seeds. We are hoping to start thinking about different things. Maybe creating different paths in our brains about how we think about our congregation. As you're thinking about those questions, or if you have questions about the questions, please add your voice. If you're feeling a little more sheltered, and you want to voice your opinion, but not necessarily here right now, again, that's why I scattered some paper and writing materials through the pews to get your opinions, to let your voice be heard. So if you want changes, if you feel that God is directing us towards some future change, some future remain the same, whatever that future you feel or hear that God is calling for us, just want you to think about it so that you can be a part of it. Whatever it is. And have your voice be heard. Any comments or questions? Yes, Kelly. Pardon? So Kelly's saying that the thing she would like to change is that we could establish ourselves with our warm, loud, exuberant welcome, because all are welcome here. That is your values. That is your mission. All are welcome. And if we can create, be noticed more. We're a small community, but if we can create that attention, and it might take change, to see what that could be for us. And it follows again your values and your mission. All are welcome. And there are people out there that don't feel welcome. Sometimes don't feel welcome, and you may have had periods in your life, don't even feel welcome in your own life. And we can offer them community.